Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. It is Memorial Day 2010. I would like to talk to you about I want to give a tribute and a memorial to the greatest soldier who ever lived. This soldier has never had a parade in his honor. As a matter of fact, there's no gravestone that anyone can go to on Memorial Day and remember this great soldier. And as a matter of fact, most people are not interested in this man's conflict. They're not interested in all he went through for us. Today we're going to be seeing parades and hearing things on how people gave the last full measure. They gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. But this man gave his ultimate, he gave the last full measure, the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This soldier did not carry an M1 Grand. He did not carry an M16. He wasn't a mortar man. This soldier did not storm the beaches of Normandy. This soldier, unlike Napoleon and George Washington, did not have an army behind him. We talk about the courage of great generals like George Washington or Robert E. Lee, Napoleon, and even generals in our modern day. But all these generals had some army behind them. But I want to talk to you about a soldier who had no army behind him. As a matter of fact, he carried no weapons to inflict harm on others. And yet he was a soldier. And he gave the ultimate sacrifice, his own life, for the battle and the war that he waged. And this person is the Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle was the greatest soldier. He had weapons. And according to 2 Corinthians chapter in 2 Corinthians here, I'm turning to the passage, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. He had weapons, but they weren't to inflict pain on others. They weren't guns. As a matter of fact, his soldiery was almost the opposite of what we would consider a modern soldier to be. And in that he said this in 2 Timothy, in his last letter, he said to Timothy, he said, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now notice it says endure hardness. Endure hardness. Literally, it means to suffer. To suffer evil as a good soldier. A soldier in the modern day warfare is to inflict evil on others. But Paul says suffer evil as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He was a soldier. He was commissioned by his commanding officer, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 1:1, he says, Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus. He was a slave of him. The day he met him on the road to Damascus, his first words out of his mouth were, "Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do?" And so this man went to nations to conquer them, not to occupy their territory and turn them over to slavery and collect taxes or to build embassies. But the Apostle Paul went to nation after nation with no army behind him, proclaiming the good news of the accomplishments of Jesus Christ. And not only was the Apostle Paul, did he have great weapons. Pardon the phone once again. We'll just unplug that. Not only did the Apostle Paul have great weapons, but he was also a prisoner of war. He was a POW. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 3, we read this in verse 1. "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." See, it was for us. For us. Here is a man who went to war, fought for our freedoms. Our freedom in Christ, that is. Paul says in Ephesians 4, verse 1, "I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." The Apostle Paul was a prisoner of war. And in his prison, in his captivity, God, through him, brought forth the greatest message the world ever heard, that mystery concerning Christ and his church. In the epistle to the Ephesians, we see an augmentation of the glories of Christ that were unknown before. We see a glory of Christ at the right hand of God, and in that glory, he associates a people with himself there. And that's one of the great mysteries of Ephesians. We have the mystery of Christ concerning Christ's exalted position and we have the mystery concerning the church and their association with him in that glory. The Apostle Paul continued in 2 Timothy as he faced his death. You know, we talk about, you know, soldiers suffering and people shrink from battle and some are very brave. Well, listen to this man at the end of his life. At the end of Paul's life, here is what he said. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is hand. I have fought a good fight." There it is. He was a soldier who fought a good fight. "I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." By the way, in the Greek, the order of the words reads this way. He goes, "The fight, the good one, I fought it. The course, I finished it. The faith, I kept it. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The Apostle Paul was a soldier who had one desire in his mind to please his commanding officer. This Memorial Day, let us remember this man. Do you realize that 99%, and I think that's a conservative estimate, it's more, 99% of Christianity, those who profess Christ, do not even have Paul's message in their creed. They don't see any distinction. They don't see any glories of this apostle of the Gentiles. They think he's just one of the 12, or he's just another man, and they've missed out on the glories of his teaching. All the sufferings that Paul went through are for naught for most Christians. Paul said he didn't want to labor in vain, but for most he has. But for those of you who have embraced Paul's evangel, have seen the glories of Christ and his church, as laid out especially in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, we can thank God on this Memorial Day as we look back to the one who gave his life for us. And you might say, well, I thought Christ gave his life. Of course he did. Christ is the only Savior. But God used this Paul, and it was through his sufferings and eventually laying down his life that the great truths of the ultimate glories connected with Christ's accomplishments were brought forth. Think about this on Memorial Day. Remember this, and Paul even says this in his letters in Colossians. If you turn to the last chapter of Colossians chapter 4, Paul says, "The salutation by my hand," verse 18, "the salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my chains." Remember them. So on this Memorial Day, as you watch parades and you think of all the soldiers and the different wars, but here was a man who actually fought a battle that really mattered. It mattered more than any other battle. The war that Paul waged mattered more than World War I, World War II. It mattered more than any war. It mattered more than any war. It's the proclamation of the good news, the mystery of Christ, and the correspondent mystery of the body of Christ. Remember these things and thank God for them. And won't you sit down maybe today and just read Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. You could read all three letters. And remember what this man did to bring out this great truth to us. Truth for today in these letters of the Apostle Paul. Happy Memorial Day. And remember what really counts.